To be heads, to be born in his life, though empty. blood.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I have a testimony that his mercy is. I said, I don't know about you.
Come on, Albert.
But I can say God is good. Nevertheless, the thought that was going through my mind is how many of us have distanced ourselves from God. Think we're living when in all actuality we are, amen, when Jesus had risen from the dead.
Come on.
Everybody went to look for him where he was. But there was somebody there and they came and they asked him a question. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Amen. When you're saved, you can't be dead. When you got God's spirit in you, you can't be dead because the Bible said the spirit quickeneth, which means God makes us alive. So why seek ye the living among the dead? I'm not where I used to be. As I said on Friday, many of us use God like a messenger boy. When we're in trouble, Lord, I need you.
That's right.
But as soon as the blessing comes in, amen, when I was sick, as soon as he heals me, when I didn't have a job, as soon as he blesses me, if I was in trouble with the Lord, as soon as he made a way, we seem to forget God. Amen. So our message today, and you know, I'm not going to tell your neighbor. I'm going to tell you to tell yourself.
Right now.
Ask yourself, are you spiritually selfish? Are you spiritually selfish? Now, what is a selfish spirit? A selfish spirit is only concerned about number one. A spiritually selfish spirit is only concerned about them. Amen. They don't seek God in the midst of their circumstances. They're like the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Instead of thanking God for where he's already brought me from.
Come on.
Instead of thanking God for where he said he's already made. Uh-huh. Instead of realizing that if I